Zog de Mishnah, daf pe gimel omen aleph. Ha tzomois, vaha gidin, vaha noiso yisrefu. We're talking about the Korban Pesach, which is a din of noiser. Noiser, the Torah says, vaha noiser be'esh yisrefu. So you have to leave any meat left over after Korban Pesach, after the Zman Achila, so it's be'esh yisrefu. So, vaha noiso, mimenu, be'esh yisrefu. So, what does that refer to? Zok the Mishnah, ha tzomos. Now, bones have marrow inside. Marrow is also meat. Mm-hmm. So, the bones that have the marrow inside, v'ha gidin, the Gemara explained exactly what the gidin, where it comes in, why is it relevant for the gidin to be considered that v'ha noiser menu ad boika b'esh tisroifu, and v'ha noiser itself, meat left over that you didn't finish, you didn't eat. So, b'shish osar, you burn it on shish osar. When does it become noiser? Pesach by night, the next morning. The next morning is yontif. Ain't sarf and kachem yontif. So you have to wait for his first echal amoid, which is b'shish osar. Chal tezayin, liyos b'shabbos. Let's say the 16th is on Shabbos. So then you can't burn on Shabbos either. So yisuf will be your diet. You have to wait till the 17th. L'fisha ain't doichin, lo yisah Shabbos, v'lo yisah yontif. That Rabbi Nechanan already points out. He says that it doesn't mean it's really chal on Shabbos because lo adu roish lo badu Pesach, and Pesach can never come out that it'll be that tezayin is on Shabbos lo adu roish. So what it just means is theoretically for me on Shabbos, then also will be pushed off. Now the Mefarshim explain, some of them ask the chayitz shtikol shver the tais yontif on the Mishnayos. He says if you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif, you need to tell me you can't burn kachim on Shabbos? Of course you can't burn on Shabbos. If ain't suffering kachim yontif, you need to tell me ain't suffering kachim on Shabbos. The Mishnah has to speak out that ain't suffering on Shabbos. So he says, you might think that pushing off one day in order to be kind of the din srefa, maybe you'd be doicha. But who says you're pushing off 2 days? Maybe you would be doicha Shabbos if it's ready the second day. Kavash shalom, that no, ain't doicha lo Shabbos lo yontif, even if it means pushing off 2 days. Uh-huh. So that's the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah again. At Tzomos v'agid v'anoyis yisru b'shish osar chal tezayin is b'shabbos yisru b'yizayin v'shein doch l'shabbos v'loyis yontif. Now, Rashi says, what is that Tzomos referring to? Shelo yochal l'shoivron. You're not allowed to break that Tzomos. There's a din of etzem loisish b'ruboy. This pasuk of etzem loisish b'ruboy means that you can't access the moyach. How are you going to get to the marrow? Can access it because it's not accessible because you have to break it. You can't break bones. The Chinuch says the reason why you can't break bones by Korban Pesach is because since we became B'nai Melachim, we became B'nai Mechirin, we'd have segula, it doesn't pass for us to eat like paupers. Paupers break bones. They have to get every piece of meat. Or dogs break bones. So that's why it doesn't go together with B'nai Mechirin. It doesn't go together with B'nai Melachim, Ham segula. So that's what is the Issa of Etzim Leisizbukh. He's giving time in the mitzvah. But upon him, the bottom line is, if he balt is an Issa of Etzim Leisizbukh, so merely you can't get to the marrow. Vinesha Nesrubo Yishvilas Etzim, Vinoysa Ben Moyach, Vinoysa Noysa Vitoan Srefa. And that's the Noyser that we're referring to in the bones. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rab Mori Baravo, Omer Rab Yitzchok. And Yitzchok says the following statement. Atzmois kochim sheshim shu noiser betamenis yadayim. Atzmois of noiser, the bones itself. The din is that noiser, we gave a special tumas yadayim in the rabbanon. Why? We wanted to make sure the kohen are not negligent in getting rid of the noiser and finishing it. So he said, anything that's left over is betamen yadayim. Nobody's interested in tumas yadayim. You have to wash your hands. You have to make sure your hands stay pure. So, in order, there was a gzera, there were goyzer, that tumas yadayim on noiser, so it shouldn't come with their noiser. So the atzomos, which serve as holding up the noiser, the bones carry the marrow, have a din of noiser. Even though the bones are not meat, it's not edible, but the bones have a din of noiser. Atzmos kachim sheshim shu noiser, mitamas yadayim. Why? Hoil v'nasis bosses l'dova osir. Here we have a bosses, not a Shabbos dika bosses, a kachim dika bosses. It's a bosses l'dova osir. It's the base for the marrow inside the bone. Zok the Gemara as follows. Neima misayele. I'll bring you a raya to this din of Reb Yitzchok. It says in the Brayis as follows. Hatzomos v'hagidin v'hanoiso yisrefu. L'tezayin. Well, actually, this is the Mishnah. Hatzomois, v'agidin, v'anoisar, yisrafu l'tezayin. The Mishnah says, Hatzomois, the bones, the gidin, the noisar, yisrafu l'tezayin. Now, how do you what are we talking about? Ilem, the lesbam, if there's no meat in the bone, there's no marrow, so loma b'sreifa, why do you have to burn it? Dashdinu, just dump it in the garbage. What do you have to burn it for? Elopshita, we're talking about the isbumayach. There is marrow inside of it. Now, if there's marrow inside of it, so Rashi says as follows: Hani atzomis echidomi. The comment that we said ikonu tchilosim is safer that it's meant to be burnt. If it's without marrow, nishdinu is of Rashi yashlichem. The luchzka kosev sreifa elabagoy lachila. The Torah only requires sreifa something that's edible. If it's not edible, bone you can just throw in the garbage. Vinitoisa, only something that's edible and left over you have to burn. Kinechsiv, loisilumi menu ad boiker, vipsasilu tisifu. Elamai, we're talking about the Isme Moyach, Zog Rashi. Umitchilosa, lesreifa, oimdim, shaosa, leshoivron. These bones, even before the Isenoisa kicks in, it's already oimid lesreifa, because you're stuck, you can't break it. If you can't break it, you know it's going to ultimately be noiser. So these bones are going to be noiser. Mitchilosa, lesreifa, oimdim, shaosa, leshoivron. Val kochoch, Nasi noiser, it becomes noiser. Hilkach choshev lo b'apei nafshayu v'loy have b'chlal v'anoiser masisin. Rashi is not pointing out a lomna shavart. The Mishnah mentioned three things:
right.
Noiser, gidin, and atzomos. Why is atzomos mentioned separately from noiser? If it's noiser, why is it mentioned separately? Zok Rashi, yes, it's noiser. Why is it noiser? It's noiser because mitchilosonem oimdin lo noiser. What is it meant for? It's meant in order to be meant to be nisra, because you cannot break the bone. You're stuck. And you can't eat it. Now, Rashi's bavarning that it's noiser because it's a food that you cannot eat. That's one type of noiser. There's another noiser, a food that you didn't finish to eat. The regular noiser mentioned is a food that you didn't finish. That's one noiser. There's another noiser, it's a food that you can't eat, but it still has to be an edible. If it's not edible, it's not noiser. Noiser is only an edible. Loiser siru ad boika be'eshtisoifu. So why is it called an edible? Because theoretically, you can take a gacheles, you can drill a hole and get out the moyach without breaking the bone. That's not called maybe breaking bones. So akoponim, it has to be something that is edible, otherwise not noiser, but it's different than the regular denoiser. Why? Because it's not accessible mitchilosai. So memela, it's already oimdin l'sefer mitchilosai.
You're always going to be burning bones in the ngidah, but not noiser necessarily, if you don't have noiser left
over. If there's no
noiser left.
Correct, look, correct.
But always going to be bones. You'll always be burning.
If there's moyach inside.
We don't know.
If there's marrow.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
If there's marrow. Maybe you can see.
Now,
so that's Rashi says why it's mentioned separately. So now, what's the Messiah? Zok the Gemara as follows. Hatzomis vagina vanoisi yisrafu l'tezayin. How do you tell me zechidomi? Ilem de lesbo moich. If there's no moich, no marrow inside, loma b'sreifa. Why do you have to burn it? Nishdinu. Just dump it in the garbage. Elop shitin isme moyach. So iam b'shlomis shimush noiser milsi. If you're going to say shimush noiser, meaning that it's bosses l'davar aser, shimush noiser, it holds up the noiser, it's considered like noiser, milsi means it's like noiser. So abdi lochi boi sreifa. I understand why I need sreifa. Itself is noiser. Eli yamet shimush noiser la milsi. If you're going to tell me shimush noiser doesn't, that rabbi yitzchak tzchidish, then it's not called noiser. So lomalu sreifa. Why do you have to burn it? If it's not called noiser, not ferinu, break it. When do you break it? After the right now the Gemara is assuming after it became noiser, there's no is on the Shvilas Etzem. Shvilas Etzem is only when it's still before the is a noiser. Meaning when it's kosher, you're not allowed to break bones. Once it's a Pesach Posel, because noiser, you're allowed to break it. So it's not a time that you're eating, it's not a steer with the cheres. So if we're talking about Shimush noiser, not noiser, lomelu, srefa, not beginning to break it, v'nach letzei, and remove the moyach, didu, v'nasreve, and then burn the moyach, v'nashtinu l'didu, and dump the bone itself. Elalav is a raya, shmami no shimush noise and milsi. So we see clearly shimush noise is a milsa. That's the raya of the Gemara like Rabbi Yitzchok. Shimush noise has to be a milsa. Because if it's not a milsa, break it after the issa noise started, so there's no issa in shvir anymore, and take out the moyach, and get rid of the bone in the garbage.
You're gonna break all the bones?
Okay. Yeah, and it's a lot easier, because burning bones is a lot harder. Bones don't burn. As a matter of fact, Rashi says, the reason why you do this because it's practically easier. Zog Rashi, the first wide line, not v'ginu, the second wide line. V'nishkele lemoyach v'nisrefe v'le yafsid eitzim v'toyach lisa v'atzomois. Why waste so much firewood and go through shit to tircha to burn the bones? It has to be burnt. So if it's not noiser, if the bones are something not noiser, just break it, take out the moyach, burn that, and dump the rest. Now the Arzarua brings a raya from here. He says, vice toys, there's no blias. This is the Korban Pesach. There's no blias on the bones, the fact that it was nisbashel, nitzlet together with the moyach. Because otherwise, tape a clay, that even if atzmas loyser nav noiser, the fact that it has blias in there.
You have to burn it,
yeah. So it's a raya that there's no blias on the bones itself. The Mordechai holds there is blias. And the raya is because even if there's blias, you have to burn the whole thing. Maybe it's a plita, kabbalah kachpolta, it's enough if you put it a little on the fire to get rid of it. The fact that you have to burn it is a raya that
atzmas. The
Mordechai learns that why does it have to be, even if there's blias, but it doesn't require ganta sreifa. The fact that Nisafinu must be that Atmos noisa noisa, because maybe it's a little fire, is ready to be piloted. What if the mamash still put it in a bonfire? Nisafinu is a lot that's required. It's much more than plita. Zog di Gemara, so shmami no, shimish noisa milsi. Zog di Gemara, amid is no raya. Shimish noisa means it's serving the noiser. It's holding up the noiser. The bone is a bus, is the dava aser. It's a bus, it's holding up the noiser. The marrow is inside the bone. So the bone is holding it up, and it gets the noiser. The bone is a shtick noiser.
If you have a fork holding it up, why should
this is, but this is required. This is in its natural course. It's in there. It's holding it up. The marrow has no chias without the bone. So it's like a bus is to it. And it gets the noiser. That's Chiddush Rabbi Yitzchak. Zogti Gemara, Amri, there's no raya for me to Rabbi Yitzchak. Loy le meim loch shimish noisa la milsi, loy le mitz not milsa. The bone itself is not noisa. V'ksovar, our assumption is wrong. Boy b'koshev, afilu b'posel. We had a whole raya that it's because you can break the bone after the zman of the issa. Once it's man of issa, it's not common pesach kosher, so there's no issa to break bones. No. When we learn v'etzim le'sish b'boy, it's not shat boy b'koshev, loy b'posel. Boy, because of afilu b'posel, so you have no eitzah. You can't break the bone even after it became noiser and take out the marrow and then throw out the bone. Because that's my sister, boy, applies even afterwards. Afilu b'posel. Zog di Gemara.
We have no raya that what you said?
We have no raya that the bone itself is like noiser. Our whole raya was boy veloy b'kosher veloy b'posel. You're allowed to break it afterwards. If he learns that no b'kosher u b'posel, you're not allowed to break the bone even afterwards. So he can't. It's not accessible. So if I think you can't break the bone, it's not noiser. But you can't break the bone. Now, Rashi said that the vart is it's a tircha, right? We read the Rashi. Rashi says why be mafsid the eitzim? It's a tircha. It's serif atzomais. The Rambam in Maisa Kabbana says the reason, but according to Rashi, no issa to burn, just a waste of time. Why are you sitting there burning bones if you can get rid of it much easier? The Rambam in Maisa Kabbana says that psule kochim, you're only allowed to burn either eitzim. You're not allowed to burn either dova acher. So according to the Rambam, it's an isser to burn the moyach with the bones. It's like we had in the beginning of the parak with Ketz Toilin. It's a tzliyai de'esh v'lei de'dova acher. You can't use a shpoi, the spit, that's made out of metal, because that's being heated up through the metal. According to the Rambam, the reason why you can't burn the moyach through the etzim, if we're going that it's la milsi, is because you're not burning it with etzim, you're burning it with bones. So Mela, that's the reason why it's a chisar. Napshad, it's a tircha. It's also to burn it aydei dovacher. Mashenkin, if the etzem is a chelik of the noiser, then it's all one goof, so then it's called being burnt aydei etzem. If it's not noiser, so then you're not allowed to burn the moyach through the etzem, because that's not called burning through etzem. Shteit n'gamma maydei etzem b'vad, v'loy dei dovacher. Mashenkin, if it's a chelik of the noiser, then it's all one entity, so then it's being burned through the etzem. Zog di Gemara. So again, the Gemara wants to say there's no raya because he holds that because I feel a puzzle. Fact the Marakash on this, I feel a puzzle. You're telling me that the din of etzim loisish b'luboy is even when it became puzzle. Zog di Gemara, I feel a puzzle hakadaitach v'tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows later on. Aval hamoyisil, b'tahar, someone who's moisa b'tahar, a carbon that is tahar, koshkin by tomei. Being moisa, it's a question if it's a lav sheish b'maisa. But moisa b'tahar, it's got to be malchus. V'hashoyver b'tomei. It says clearly if you break a bone on a carbon that's tomei, einoi soifik es haboyim. You don't get Malkus. So we see clearly that because of a lot of apostle, you want to answer, there's no riot or bitzuk because because of half apostle. So mainly it's not accessible. It says clearly, you're not safe because I buy him. Zokma loy kasha. The fundamental terror, it's as follows. Can't shoysa le shasa kosher? Can't shoysa le shasa kosher? It depends. If the busser was roi, it was edible, it was shasa kosher, and then it became noiser. So then there's an iser. And you attack a biloika. Then you attack a biloika. When it says, Ein esofikus aboyim lo'olam, it's boy. Va'afilu b'posel. Aye, it says, Ein esofikus aboyim. That's if it became tome before the maisa b'chlal. That's because it became tome before the zrika. Zog Rashi. Hoysa l'shasa koysa, the fourth line. K'goy noysa yesh b'shvigas etzim. Meaning, when the boss was roi, and only after it became noiser, so then there's an is of shvius etzem even after it's posel. Loilam boy vafilu be posel. Mashenke lois shas a koiser. If it was nitma before the zrika, so then it was never roi lachila at all. So ain't by shvius etzem. Then there's no is of shvius etzem. Shvius etzem is meishas shachter the din achila, like we said. You have to eat like a prince. You can't eat by breaking bones. So if it never had a shas a koiser, that's why ain't the same because I boy him. But loilam it's boy vafilu be posel. But it has to have a shas a koiser. Zakti Gemara. What did you say? If you break the bone, we're talking about. No, Hamoisa b'tahar, Vashoyver b'tomei. Ain't a cervix aboyim. You don't get Malkus for noiser. Vashenke for the cervix aboyim. It's mashma over here. There's no iser. That's a maisa. Why would you not get Malkus? Teretz is boy vafilu b'posel, but it has to be shasa kosher. This brisa that says later on that. Or the Mishnah that says that you don't get Malkus is talking about it never had a Shasa Kosher. It was Nitme before the Zrika. But Ein Chrami, if it's Nitme afterwards and it was Goy Lachila, then it's a Malkus for breaking the bone. But not for the Noiser. Hamoiser Betor, even Betome is never Malika. Zog the Gemara, that's one Teretz. Uman Tana, where do we find a precedent to be Michal between Shasa Kosher and not? Uman Tana Shalom and Shasa Kosher, Loish Shasa Kosher. Zog Gemara Biankabi. We'll find Rabbi Yaakov in the Brisa that says so. The Tanya, ve'etzem lo sish b'guboy. It says in the pasuk, etzem lo sish b'guboy. How do we dash him, boy b'kosher v'loy b'posel? The din of etzem lo sish b'guboy is only when it's an animal that's still kosher, not after it became noiser. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, that's not a kama. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, no, it depends. It's shayich b'posel, but it depends. Hoysel a shasa kosher v'nifsal. If it had a shasa kosher, it was edible and only became afterwards posel. Then yesh mish mishum shvius etzem, even though it's possible today. It's not v'loy b'posel, it's v'af b'posel, but it has to be shasa kosher. Loy shalash shasa kosher, eimam shvius etzem. If it didn't have a shasa kosher, there is no shvius etzem. The third shita, which Tais is going to say is really a second shita, it's the same shita as Tanakama really, Reb Shimon Oimer, echot zeh v'echot zeh, eimam shvius etzem. Say if it had a shasa kosher, say if it didn't, there's no shvius etzem, because v'loy b'posel. So Tais right away says, Reb Shimon Oimer, v'im tov Reb Shimon haynu tana kama. It's the same thing. That's what he really is. V'nir li, the Reb Yankov, Reb Shimon, pliga li b'tana kama. That's good for how to learn up tana kama. Tana kama that says, boy b'kosher v'loy b'posel. Reb Yankov says that it doesn't mean automatically loy b'posel. It only means loy b'posel when it didn't have a shas kosher. And Reb Shimon says, loy shas kosher, loy shas kosher. It never is going to be when it's b'posel, only b'kosher. But kaponim, this is Shitz Reb Yankov that says it depends. It is an iser b'posel, but it depends if it had a shas kosher or not. But upon him, this is the right of Yitzchok. Since, this is the reason that what's it called? That it's not a right of Yitzchok. Lo'olam shimush noisa is la milsa. It's not a right of Yitzchok. But b'kosher v'afilu b'posel. If you hold b'kosher v'afilu b'posel, so then you can't get, it's not accessible. So you can't, there's no riot at Shimush Noisa Milsi. Not at Shimush Noisa La Milsa. Just you can't get to the bone. Rabbi Yaakov holds, I feel a apostle, unless it didn't have a shasa kosher. Frek de Marakasha Meisvei, on a Bietzog. Your Bietzog statement was that the Atzmois have a din of Noisa, Shimush Noisa Milsi. Frek de Marakasha Meisvei, as follows. Kol Atzmois. Hakochim ain't tunin tzreifa. All bones of kochim are not tunin tzreifa. That means the bones itself, the noiser of the bones, are not tunin tzreifa. The marrow. Chutz mi'atmes pesach. Vimnei ha'isa. Vimnei ha'takola. There's a takola meaning the isa. What's the isa? The isa is you're not to break bones. Breaking bones only by Karim Pesach. Other kochim, you're allowed to break bones.
That's
a nice issue, boy. But other kochim, you're allowed to break bones. So because other atzomers don't have an iser of breaking bones, ain't tunin tzreifa. Chutz ma'atzmes ha'pesach ne'at ha'kola. Now the Gemara says as follows. Hani atzomers yechidomi. Ilem de'les b'mayach. If we're talking about there's no marrow inside. So lo malu tzreifa. Why do you have to burn it? What are you burning? Throw it in the garbage. Like we said. Rashi says to tichy yisega. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's an isagar to burn it if it's midin, if you were trying to burn the moyach, because if there's moyach inside, then it's saman isa to burn it aydei atzomish. But upon him, if there's no moyach stamazah, it's no noiser. There's no noiser. According to everyone, there's no moyach. There's no noiser. There's no meat. So lo melu l'sreifa el pshit. We're talking about the ismu moyach. V'isaka daitoch. And if you're going to say shimush noiser milsi, if you want to say like Rabbi Yitzchok, shimush noiser is a milsa. So atzmas kochim amai ain't tunin tzreifa. If shimush noiser is a milsa, so the atzmas kochim tunin tzreifa. Why? How are you putting them in the garbage? Atzmas kochim ain't tunin tzreifa. Why not? Shimush noiser milsi. The bones of other kochim also noiser because they served and they held up the marrow. So it's vayta noiser. So why do you say it's ain't tunin tzreifa? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hochamai skinon koshemotzen chalutzin. The pshat is as follows. The reason why Atzmas Kochim and Aton Sreifa, it was you found them broken open. And you found them broken open without any marrow inside. If you're Motzen Chalutzin, so now the question was, when was the marrow taken out? So Zokma as follows. Atzmas Kochim, the Eibam Shem Shvilas Etzem. There's no is in breaking the bone itself. So Kamed in Ahav Noisa Chatzinu. Obviously, the person broke it in order that it shouldn't be an Issa Noisa. He broke them before the Issa Noisa in order to get rid of the marrow and eat it. V'lo have a shimush noiser, and memela the atzomus never served as shimush noiser. It only kicks in as shimush noiser by the zman of the issa. It's not shimush noiser before the zman of issa. Then it's just a bone carrying marrow. It only called shimush noiser when the issa noiser kicks in. But since there's no issa of shvius etzem al kochach, when you found it broken, it was broken before, and he took it out before the zman of noiser, so that they were never served as noiser.
How do you break the bones?
You're allowed to break bones of kochim. Atzmas kochim, you're allowed to break. There's no issa. So you broke it in order to take out the marrow. Before there's not an issa. But laboy sreifa, there's no reason to break the bones. And that's what it means, atzmas kochim and tun sreifa. By chalutzin and broken, and there's no marrow. Mashenken atzmas pesach, the yesh from shvius etzem, there's an issa of etzem leishish mluboy. So when did you find a broken bone? When was it broken? We're going down the tzad, boy v'loy b'posel. Lebosa didn't have a noisu de chaltzinu. You only broke it afterwards. Afterwards, there's no iser anymore breaking because it's noiser. And so, but Akoponim, it already became noiser. So if it became noiser, it served as noiser. So that's why the atzmas of kochim ain't tunin tzreifa, mashenkin atzmas of pesach are tunin tzreifa because it already served as noiser. So gemar lebosser did have a noiser with the chatzinu, but have lishimush noiser ubo yisreifa, and it's shimush noiser, and it's bo yisreifa. We asked the kasha if you hold. If you hold Shimush Noiser, that was Kashan of Yitzchok. If you hold Shimush Noiser, it's considered Noiser. So what's that? Atzmas Kochim? Teretz is, you found them broken open. It was broken before the Issa Noiser. That's only you can say by Kochim. By Pesach, you found them broken open. It was broken after it became the Issa Noiser. So that's what you have to, it's Ton Sreifa, because it's ready, it was ready Chal, the Issa Sreifa. That's the first Teretz. So again, Rav Nachman's Teretz is, you found broken bones. Question is, when was it broken? Kochim, you can assume was broken before the Issa Noisa kicked in, because no Issa Shvira, and you took it out, so Mela ain't Ton Sreifa. Mashengen Asmas Pesach, broken means after, and we're going now, Bekosher V'loi B'posel, but it already became Issa Noisa, so there's a Din Sreifa, because Atzma is Noisa, have a Din Noisa. That's the first Tetz. Gavs Vidomar, the second Tetz, Hochamai Skinon, that Fegimel Amit Beis, Yoin Shemotzon, Tzvugin Tzvugin. You found heaps of bones. Umehen Chalutzin. The upper layer are chalutzin, are broken open. The elyoinim you checked, and you saw over there, those were chalutzin. The marrow was taken out. Now we differentiate as follows. Elom neshechilik. Atzmetz kochim de eimem shem shviras etzem. The atzmetz kochim, no is the shviras etzem. So lekulu havecholitzlu. You don't have to check any further. If you see the top layer broken, and the marrow is taken out, assume the same thing happened to the rest. Lekula have a cholitzlu, ve'ochelu, and they were all eaten. Ve'loy boy yisreifa, because it was never became an issa noisa, because you make an assumption the tap was open, the rest is good too. It's different than the first test. We'll see Rashi in a second. There's a long difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Zvid. But Rav Zvid is saying the upper layer by Atzmas Kochim, you can assume the lower layer is the same status. So Mele doesn't eat Srefa. It's never Ishtamish Noiser, it was broken. And just like the top are broken, the bottom is also. Mashenkin Atzmas Pesach Diesh from Shvius Etzem. So of course it's an Issa. Dilmi Hani the Chaltzinu, Ulahanach Le Chaltzinu. Maybe the only ones were broken and taken out were the top ones, but the bottom ones is the Issa Sfiris Etzem, so Mela, they still need Tzreifa. That means you have to be boidik the rest of the pile, and when you find whole, you have to burn, and not that those that you find that are broken, you don't have to. He's not saying like the first Teretz that we're Mesupik when it was taken out. That's the difference in the two Terutzim. Look at Rashi. Zog Rashi. Atzmas kochim loy boilim mivdak tachtonim. You have to check the lower ones. Aval atzmas pesach boilim mivdak kulu. You have to check them all out. Ubeho polik av zidah Rav Nachman. This is the difference. The imotzon chalutzim. If you find according to Rav Zvid, the second test. If you find broken bones by pesach, so loy chomir shimush noise kuli hai. You don't have to say maybe it was only broken after the isan noise kicked in. No, it was out of broken before the Issa. Just the Chiddush is saying that Atzmas Pesach, an upper layer, doesn't shed any light on the lower layer. And you have to look what's whole and what's broken. But if you find it broken, you don't have to be choishish like the first Teretz, like Rav Nachman, that maybe it was broken after the Issa Noisa kicked in. Zok the Meloy Royim. And he says that what's the pshat by kochim yisoymech on the upper layer, even though it's efshaliv gurei. Lamaisa it's efshaliv gurei. Why are you saying the upper layer is enough? You know, when you check for salads, we make chazokas. You check the upper layer, the rest of the batch is also good. But lamaisa it's efshaliv gurei. We know even by roiv and chazoka, you're not soymech on chazokas of efshaliv gurei. So what's the episode over here? We soymech by kochim on the rest. So he says as follows. He says, even if you're going to check, right? Maybe you still never know. Maybe it was only taken out after it was chal de issa noisa. So you have to come on at the end of the day. You have to come on to a sveka lekula. You have a suffix. You have to go lekula. So why go check by kochim? Even if you're going to check and you find it open, you still don't know for sure when it was broken. Maybe it was broken afterwards. But elamai yisamech lekula. So if you're yisamech lekula, so mainly you can be yisamech lekula even without checking too. Another territory says because the Tichy is Sarah to go check. But upon him, the difference between the two terutzim, between Rav Zinu and Rav Nachman Gufa is the first territory of the Gemara is saying, you found it broken, we don't know by Pesach when it was done, you can assume it was done later because it is a noiser. The second territory is saying, if you find it broken, you can assume it was done later, not machshit, choshin. But if you find an upper layer, you have to look for the lower layer. And that's the difference between the first, the Atmos Kochim and Atmos Pesach. We'll stop over here by Omer Rav Yehuda.